im yedu yis. Hi, Henry. Thanks. Okay. She'im yedu Yisrael oto. I'm sorry. I guess I should back up to say we're doing the mitzvah of belief in God, whether it's a mitzvah or not, and we're starting in this week's parsha and parsha Shmos with the interchange at the Sneh between Moshe and God, in which Moshe asks God for his name. Says the Ramban, we're continuing. Shim yedu Yisrael oto Hashem gam Moshe kahem yeda oto. Meaning, let's say the other side, says the Ramban, that the, you know, it was passed along amongst Bnei Yisrael what God's name is. So great, so that's where Moshe got it. What does it prove? V'hine yidiyato ki yidiyatam ve'enana ot umofet klal. So great, Moshe knows God's name the same way that, that Shlomo knows God's name, the same way that Mordechai knows God's name, because his father told him. V'im lo shamu bo maharaya she'aminu bidvarav klal. Right? Either they all know God's name and Moshe also know God's name, or they don't know God's name. And how's it going to prove to anybody that Moshe actually met God by saying, Ehyesh lochani alechem? V'hine. Acharei hodio et Hashem hagadol omar lohem v'hein lo ya'aminu li v'oz natan lo otot. In the end, it seems like God agreed to Moshe that giving him his name is not going to do the trick. And so he gave them, you know, he gave them some miracles, some tricks to show them that would prove it. What's going on? So next paragraph. I skipped stuff in the Ramban, but this is an important paragraph. Vihine. Anahu ha'elokim ehaya asher ehaya, which means ehaya imachem bitzara zo ve'ehaya imachem bitzarot acherot. Just like I'm with them in this tzara in Mitzrayim, I'll be with him in other tzarot. Okay? Amar lefanav, ribona shalom, dayo letzara b'shaita. This is the Medrash Rashi quotes. Right? He says, God, why are you going to mention other problems they're going to have in the future? It's bad enough now. Amar lo yafeh, amar to koto amar libnei Yisrael, ayesh lachani alechem l'shon Rashi, midivri rabotenu. Now, what's going on? Va'akavana lahem bazeh. What's the idea? Kimo she'amar lefonov yitbarach va'amruli mashimo she'yagid lahem hashem she'yore hora'a shlema al hamitziyut v'al ha'hashkacha. He's not just asking God, what's your name? He's asking God, what's your essence? If Bnei Israel want to know who you are, what do I tell them? What's the character trait by which I identify you? V'hakadosh baruch hu hashivo lamaze yishalu lishmi. Why are they asking my name? Ein lahem tzorech l'ra'aya acheret. Why? Simple. Ki eheya imahem b'chol tzorotam yikrauni ve'enem. Says God, eheya asher eheya is not my name. It's who I am. If you call on me, what does it mean to be God? If you call on me, I will answer you. Starting from now, God is committing to us that he's not going to disappear from history again. He will be Ehaya Asher Ehaya. If we call him, he will answer us. Last full line. V'hi ha-re'aya ha-gidola she'yesh Elokim b'Yisrael krovim eleinu. B'chol kareinu elav. Right? What do you want out of a God? The answer is you want him to listen to you. You want him to respond to your requests. V'yesh Elokim shoftim ba'aretz v'zeh perush nachon ba'agadah zo. Says the Raman, that's what Chazal are getting at. When Moshe asks God what his name is, he's not so much asking what his name is, he's asking what his defining characteristic is. Why should Bnei Yisrael believe in you as the God? And the answer is, Ehaya asher ehaya. Because I am starting now available to them, you know, 24/7 to all their requests and all their, you know, and all their davenings, et cetera, et cetera. And to a certain extent, presumably that's what it means to be God. Right? You know, if I ask myself, what do I want out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I want him to listen to me. I want him to be attuned to my tfilos. I want him to care about what I'm going through. And so God is not saying his name. He's saying his character trait. Okay, that's where it starts. That's the connection in this week's parsha. With that as a background, we can go to the fundamental question of, is it a mitzvah to believe in God or not? Okay, so the first question sounds crazy. What do you mean, is there a mitzvah to believe in God or not? Every one of us has gone to shul, and most shuls that we've ever gone to say on the paroches, above it, next to it, you know, have the Aseres HaDibros. And the first of the Aseres HaDibros is, look in source number 3, right? Vayidaber Elokim et kol hadvarim ha'ela lemor. That's the introduction. And the question is the next pasuk. Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Yisrael beit avodim. So most of us grew up understanding that's the first of the Dibro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces himself by saying, I am God Almighty. Then, number 2 is, Lo yelech Elohim achrim al panai. But again, in Aseres HaDibros, it seems pretty clear that belief in God is the first of the Dibros. And it's made more so because that's what the Rambam thinks. If you look at source number 4, the Rambam says, HaMitzvah HaRishona, right? This is the first mitzvah, mitzvah 1 in the Tariag Mitzvahs. Why is it mitzvah number 1? Where else are you going to start? He had tzivui asher tzivanu leha'amin ha'elokot. We are commanded, says the Rambam, to believe in God. Now, you'll notice the word leha'amin. We'll come back to that later because the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka uses a different verb. He used the verb of ladas. But right now, we're dealing with leha'amin. Okay, so says the Rambam, the mitzvah is to believe in God. Now, what is God? So he says, V'husha na'amin, sheyesham ila visiba. There is a first cause, right? A prime mover. Hu po'el l'chol hanimtza'ot. He is the reason that we all exist. So, okay. So the Rambam says, again, the Rambam doesn't say much. He doesn't include, you know, what's the mitzvah to believe in God? The answer is, you know, to believe that God is the prime mover, is the first cause. I think the Rambam would agree with the Ramban and others that there are other parts of believing in God. It happens to be that there are so many mitzvos to cover that deal with the belief in God, right? There's mitzvah number 2 is the unity of God. Then there's the mitzvah to love God. Then there's the mitzvah to fear God. Then there's the mitzvah to imitate God. I think the Rambam gets in all the ideas about belief in God in the various mitzvos. Here he just says, who is God? God is the prime mover, the first cause. You know, essentially what it means is, we're all contingent on God's existence to exist, but God is not contingent on us. God exists on his own. God creates things, yesh me'ayin. God created the world, yesh me'ayin. And we exist because God decided there should be a world. If God forbid, God decided otherwise, we would cease to exist. That's what it means to be the first cause or the prime mover. Okay, now, the Rambam in the first mitzvah quotes a Gemara at the end of Makos to prove that Anochi Hashem Elokecha is a mitzvah, which is strange because if we're so sure that it's one of the Aseres HaDibros, you know, why would the Rambam quote a Gemara to prove it? The answer almost certainly is that the Rambam already knew that the Bahag disagreed with him. And so he wanted to make it clear, you know, the Rambam doesn't admit that the Bahag Sefer came first. The Rambam doesn't admit that he's disagreeing with the Bahag, but he is. And the Rambam quotes the Gemara to prove his point. Now, the Gemara is in Makos. Let's look at the whole Gemara in source number 5. And I'll tell you this, it's fascinating. This is the one and only Gemara that says there are 613 mitzvos. I know that it's true that we all grew up thinking there are 613 mitzvos, and I have no reason to claim that there are not 613 mitzvahs. We'll see the Ramban in a few minutes, but I believe it. But just to understand, it is one agadata at the end of Makos. It may not be as important as, you know, as I think it is. And the Sefer HaMitzvahs game of what's in the Tag Mitzvahs and what's not may be less important than we think it is, but let's look at the Gemara. Says the Gemara at the end at number five, it's the end of the Makos, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Bet. Darash Rabbi Simloi. Rabbi Simloi had the following drasha. Sheish Meotu Shlosh Esrei Mitzvot Namru Lo Moshe. Moshe was given 613 mitzvot. What's the breakdown? Shlosh Meot Vishishim V'chamesh Lavin Kiminyan Imosachama. Okay, 365 lotases corresponding to the days of the days of a solar calendar. Okay, Umatayim Va'arboim Ushmona Asay Kineged Evarav Shel Adam, and 248 mitzvot asays. Again, we have this Kabbalah in Chazal that a person has 248 limbs or bones. Okay, I'm not really sure, other than as a mnemonic, why the days of a solar year, you know, matter for mitzvot lo sases, and why the number of bones we have in our bodies matter for, you know, the bones that we have. I suppose you could say, you know, 248 mitzvot asay, because that's how many, you know, bones we have in our body, and therefore that's how many mitzvot we'll do with our bones. I don't know, 365 lotases, because we're going to avoid doing Yisurim every day of the year. I'm not sure. Everybody could say their own thing. But here comes the point. Amar Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna says, Mikra, what pasuk proves the drasha of Rabbi Simloi that there are 613 mitzvos? The answer is, Torah tzivalanu Moshe morasha kilat Yaakov. A pasuk we all know. What's the proof? Says Rav Hamnuna, Torah shisma av v'chatzre havi. The gematria of the word Torah is 611, right? Torah, Tav is 400, and Vav is 6, and Resh is 200, and He is 5, 611. Okay, how does that help us? Says the Gemara, says Rav Hamnuna, Anochi v'lo yihyelecha mipi hagvuram shmanom. Moshe gave us 611 mitzvot. The first two, Anochi and Lo Yihyelecha, we got from God. Okay, this is a well-known drasha of Chazal, and it is easily proven, right? How do we know, or why is it so accepted that we got the first of the two Dibros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the last eight from Moshe? Anybody know? It's in the Psukim.
It was in singular.
It's the grammar. It's not, you don't mean singular. You mean first person.
Second place, first person.
You mean
right.
First person.
You.
Right?
You.
Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzitim. Who else would say that if not God? Lo Yelecha Elohim Achim Al Panai. Right?
And then Lo Tisa Et Shem Hashem.
Right. Then you have the grammar switches after the first two Dibros, which is where we got the idea that the first two Dibros were given to us directly by God. Again, which is presumably the limud is, and what the Rambam's proof is, that Anochi is one of the Tariag Mitzvos, because the Gemara says, right? Anochi and Lo Yelecha being mitzvos were given to us directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it means that Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzitich Mitzrayim is one of the mitzvos. Okay, great. Who sort of disagrees? The Ramban sort of disagrees. Now, just the background. You know, the Ramban is incredibly respectful of his elders and those who came before him. Almost all of the Ramban's early Svarim defend people from what he thought was unfair attack. So, for example, the Ramban writes the Shorashim to defend the Bahag from the attacks of the Ramban. Okay, now, it turns out the Ramban really kind of agrees with the Rambam, but yet he defends the Bahag and many others for him that he wrote are the same thing. So let's look at the Ramban in source number 6. Says the Ramban, Va'ani be'anyi im kol zeh Allah belibi safek al zoha memra. Says the Ramban, I read the Rambam, I read the Gemara. What am I going to say? I still have a safek about this. What's the safek about the Gemara in Makos? He says, "Im hi divrei hakol, o yesh ba machloket." Right? I haven't decided whether Torah tzivalon Moshe, Torah being 611, adding the other two, is what everybody agrees, or there's a machlokis in it, and this is what the Gemara brings down in Makos. V'safek acher. So there I have another safek, which is a bigger one. Imhi halacha l'moshe misinai. Klomar, shenemar l'moshe mipiagvura. Kach v'kach mitzvot ani moser l'cha letzavotam b'Yisrael mo rasha. Oshu asmachtu ba'alma min hagematria hazot. Says the Ramban, I don't know the answer to this question. Did God sit Moshe down and say to him, I'm going to give you 613 mitzvos? Or is it when it's all over, Rabbi Simloy was looking for some kind of mnemonic, some kind of way to help us remember how many mitzvos there were. So he came up with some gematria that Torah is 611 and plus 2 makes 613. Shezeh haChacham Rabbi Simloi hadoresh zeh matzah mitzvot kein lefi aminyan shemana bahem v'natan bahem simonim. Uva, so Rabbi Simloi looked at the Torah and figured out there was 613. Uva Rav Hamnuna acharav v'samach haminyan hazeh legematria zeh. And then Rav Hamnuna came along and said, I have a proof for you. Right? Torah is 611. Add 2, you get 613. Rabbi Simloi, you're right. Now, why does the Ramban have such a suffix about this? And the Ramban now gives away the game. He says, Uma sheheviyoti lide suffix. The reason why I have this suffix, he says, is mipnei shematzinu machloket bigmara bipsukim rabim imheim mitzvah o rishut. Says the Ramban, there are many, many gemaros where there's a machlokes, whether the thing under discussion is a mitzvah, you have to do it, or it's permissible. You can do it if you want. So the first thing is those gemaras. Va'od. Ki haya lahem kefi darkam hanahug b'talmud. If they follow the normal path in the gemara, what question should they ask in those gemaras? They should ask, lakshot, lomar. Uleman demani hanach. Nefishi lo ha-mitzvah. Wait, if this is a mitzvah, you have 614. Inami leman demafik hanach. If it's not a mitzvah, b'may mashlim lahu. Says the Ramban, you find machlokasim about mitzvahs all the time in the Gemara. But the Gemara never follows up to say, wait, if you don't count this as a mitzvah, how are you going to get to 613? If you do count this as a mitzvah, right, you're going to have 614, 615. The number's wrong. The Ramban says, we never, ever find that in the Gemara. That's a really strong question that only the Ramban would ask, because we're not smart enough and we're not comfortable enough to ask that question. But the Ramban says, I don't think that this drasha at the end of Makos from Rabbi Simloi is the most important Gemara in the world. Very simple. That's what he says. I think the Ramban means to say, and he really means this, there could be less than 613, there could be more than 613. It depends how you count. It's not such a big deal. Okay? That's the Ramban. It's important to know that, because it's important to know that, at least in my opinion, you know, you're not a kofar if you think there's 614, if you think there's 612. It's a question of how you count, but it's not the most important thing in the world. Okay. Having said that, and before we get to the Bahag, let's go back to the issue we notice in the Rambam, right? The Rambam said the mitzvah is laha'amin. Let's look how the Ramban on Aseres HaDibros describes the mitzvah. That's one interesting thing. The second interesting thing is the Ramban really expands the mitzvah beyond what the Rambam said. So let's see what the Ramban says. Source number 7. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So first he agrees with the Rambam. Hadibur hazeh mitzvat aseh. Omar Anochi Hashem. Now, so what does it mean when God Almighty says Anochi Hashem? He says, Yore v'yitzave otam sheyed'u v'ya'aminu ki yesh Hashem. Now, I don't know what to make out of this diuk. The Rambam said l'ha'amin. The Ramban uses both verbs. Both sheyed'u, you have to know as a fact, and v'yaminu, and you have to believe. Okay, we'll come back to that, but it's important to note. The Ramban uses both verbs. One, so what do you have to know and what do you have to believe? One, ki yesh Hashem. Two, Vu Elokim Lahem. And he is our God. Klomar, Hoveh, he exists. Kadmon, he pre-existed. In addition, Meito Haya HaKol B'Chefetz V'Yecholet. Everything comes from God because he has the ability, right? He's not just God, he's omnipotent. He can do what he wants. Vu Elokim Lahem, and that person, that being, is our God. Shechayavim la'avodoto. And the last thing the Ramban says is, well, if all these things are true, the existence of God obligates us to worship God. It can't be that you believe in a God, but you don't worship him. Says the Ramban, Shechayavim la'avodoto. What does that rule out? It rules out the possibility that there was a God who created the world, but then withdrew from the world. You know, he no longer takes an interest and or he no longer, you know, changes the world. Ramban says it can't be. Va'amar, asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Right? Why does it just say Anochi Hashem Elokecha? Why does God have to introduce himself as Anochi Hashem Elokecha who took you out of Egypt? Says Ramban, ki hotzeitam misham toreh al hamitziyut va'al hachefes. Because the fact that God took us out of Egypt proves two things. One, he exists. And two, he had a desire to take us out of Egypt. Ki biyidia uvahashkacha mimenu yatsanu misham. Right? It's hard to think of a miracle in the Torah that was done more by God. Meaning, we played no active role in any of the makos. We played no active role at the Kriyas Yamsuf, right? What did God say to Moshe? At Yeshuat Hashem. There's a better one. Va'atem tacharishu. What's the beginning of the pasuk?
No.
Okay, everybody knows. It's all fine. If it comes to me, I'll say it. But essentially, God says, I don't need you to do anything. You sit quietly and watch me do it. Ki bi diav hashkacha meni yatsanu misham. V'gam, says the Ramban, Torah l'achidush. This is an important point. It shows that God created the world. How does it prove that? Ki im kadmut ha'olam lo yishtane davar mitivo. From the creation of the world, right, the world runs properly. What do we call that? We call that nature. God created nature, and it runs the world. What happens, or who is the person? A miracle is defined as what? Something that goes against the rules of nature. Says the Ramban, if you could do a miracle, it must be you're the person who made up nature. It must be you're the person who made up the world. Because the person who makes up the world is the person who could change the rules of the world. Okay, sorry. V'torel ha'yicholet, right? It proves his ability. V'yicholet torel ha'yichud. And if you have the ability, you're unique. The Ramban assumes there can't be more than one God. Kimo shamar ba'avur teida ki ein kamoni b'chol ha'aretz. So again, the Ramban has much, much more going on here than the Rambam did. First of all, he has sheyedu v'yaminu, the two verbs, not just one. But then he has this idea that God pre-existed the world, God created the world, God took us out of Egypt in a way that, you know, could not be done by anyone else. And the miracle of taking us out of Egypt proves that he's the one and only God and he has the ability to do it. Okay, that's the Ramban. Now, let's go to the Shita that disagrees with the Rambam. We've pretty much proven that Anochi Hashem Elokecha is a mitzvah, and we've seen both the Rambam and the Ramban that explain what's included in the mitzvah. But as I mentioned before, the Ramban wrote a defense of the Bahag. Right? The Shorashim, even though he agrees with the Rambam, but in this case, his defense is so strong, he may have convinced us otherwise. Let's look at it. Says the Ramban in the first of his Hasagot, again, he didn't write his own Sefer HaMitzvos. The Ramban wrote a Sefer HaMitzvos. The Ramban wrote Hasagot, comments on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. Okay? So on Mitzvat Asei Aleph, the Ramban writes as follows. I hear everything the Rambam says. Ve'im kol zeh, nevertheless, ra'iti lebal ha'halachot shelo yimneh ota mitzvah b'chlal taryag. The Baal Allah, the Baha'i does not quote v'anochi Hashem Elokecha. Okay, so how does he get to 613? Uvidibur lo yihyelecha miniyot rabot. Lo yihyelecha, lo ta'aseh, lo tishtachavelohem, lo ta'avdein. What's going on? So let's go back to the Aseres HaDibros, and you say to yourself, well, where are you going to get 10 if you don't count Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher atzviti me'eretz beit avodim? The answer is, look at Pasuk Gimel. Lo ta'aseh lecha fesel v'chol timuna asher ba'ashamay mimal v'asher ba'aretz mitachat v'asher ba'amay mitachat la'aretz. That's a lo ta'aseh. Lo tishtachav elohem, that's a lo ta'aseh. Lo ta'avdeim, that's another lo ta'aseh. Ki anochi Hashem Elokecha kel kana poked avon avos al banim al shidishim v'al rim l'sonai. Says the Ramban, there are plenty of ways to get to 10 Dibros without Anochi, right? Anochi is God's introduction. This is who I am. And now let me get down to business. Lo yelecha lemim achrim al panai. Lo ta'aselecha pesel v'chol tmuna, etc., etc. The Ramban thinks there are many, many more than 10 Dibrot in what we call the Aseres HaDibros. And here he goes. We're in source number 8. V'im kein, if you're going to count everything, yihyeh mipi hagvura chamesh, then God said 5 dibrot. We won't argue about which exactly they are. U'mipi Moshe sheish mirosu shmona. Then the Gemara is wrong, right? It's 5 plus 608. Lo minyan Torah, not 611, as the Gemara at the end of Mako says. Okay, now. That's a technical issue. The real question is, why would it not be a mitzvah? Why would you not count Anochi Hashem Elokecha? Says the Ramban, V'hanire mida'ato shelebal ha'halachot she'ein minyan taryag mitzvot elok zeirotav yit'alesh she'gozar aleinu la'asot o mina'enu shelo na'aseh. Says the Ramban, it seems to me that the Baha'i's, you know, the Baha'i's standard for a mitzvah that makes it into taryag is something you have to do or something you're prohibited from doing. Aval al ha'emunah b'mitziyuto yit'aleh, but on the existence of God, shehodia oto eleinu ba'otot uv'moftim uv'gilui ha'shchina, which God has shown us, right, in all kinds of miracles and all kinds of revelations, le'inenu, hu ha'ikar v'hashoresh shemimenu noldu ha'mitzvot. Lo yimne b'cheshbonan. Says the Ramban, it makes a lot of sense. The Ramban, the Baha'i Shita is, yes, when God tells me to do something, it counts as a mitzvah. When God prohibits me from doing something, it counts as a mitzvah. But who is God? And why do I have to listen to him? That's not a mitzvah. That's a foundational principle. That's who God is. He introduced himself. Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher tzitich me'eretz mi'eit avadim. I'm so happy to meet you. That's who you are. But that's not a commandment. And now he proves it from a medrash. V'hu ma'amar ha'chachamim. Amru li. Okay, a new king comes to a village. So the people all come out to him, and I don't know why they do this. They say, Gizor aleihem ugzor aleinu gzeirot. Right, you're the king, you know, command us and we'll follow you. Amar lohem lav, says the new king, no. Tishi yikablu malchuti, first accept my kingship, accept that I'm the true king, then exor aleihem gzeirot. Then I'll tell you what to do. Asu kabbalat ha-malchut inyan b'fnei atzmo v'ha-mitzvot ha-nigzerot me'ito yitalem inyan acher. The Ramban made belief in God its own category. And then everything that comes after belief in God, okay, that's great. In short, what the Bahag holds is, I don't count the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, not because it's unimportant, because it's too important. Because to make it part of Taryag Mitzvos would undermine, you know, so many things that I stand for. To say that eating matzah on Pesach and believing in God are the same, right? To say not eating basar b'chalav and believing, they're not the same. Everything flows from Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's too important to have been included in the Taryag Mitzvos. Again, I think it's incredibly compelling. I really do. And you know, the Ramban sort of has me convinced that the Bahag is right, except that the Ramban doesn't hold like the Bahag. So we'll come back to that. But right now, you know, it makes complete sense that the Bahag is right, that the mitzvah of belief in God is too important and too fundamental to actually be one of the Taryag Mitzvos. It's the foundation for all of Taryag Mitzvos, but it's not one of the mitzvahs. Okay, let's go back to the issue we started with, you know, half an hour ago, which is when the Rambam says the mitzvah is laha'amin, you know, sheyesh aloka, to believe. Now we look in source number 9. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, and here it's different. Says the Rambam, this is the beginning of the Yad HaChazaka, the very first halacha, Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. Yisod ha-yisodot va'amud ha-chachmot. Right, that's just cool. Oh, by the way, today is the Rambam's yard site. I forgot to mention it. Chaf, what month are we in?
Tevet.
Chaf Tevet is the Rambam's yard site. I don't know what year it is. It's 800 and something. But we should take a minute to remember the Rambam. Okay, so the Rambam starts to say, like all cool people do, which with a you know yud kei vav kei, right? Yisoda yisodot v'amuda chachmok leida sheyesha matzui rishon. You have to know, not lahamin, but leida sheyesha matzui rishon, to know. V'hu mamtzi kol nimtza. This we've seen already. He is the first cause. V'chol hanimtzaim mishamayim va'aretz u'masha beinehem. Lo nimtzu ela me'amitat himatzao, right? Everything else that exists exists only because of God's existence, which is of course not true for God. Okay, the Rambam goes on to the next four halachas explaining, you know, belief in God, and then halacha vav again, v'yidiat davar zeh mitzvat aseh shenemar anochi Hashem Elokecha. Okay, not belief, but yidiyat davar zeh, knowing this thing, that's the mitzvah d'oraisa. And then the Rambam continues, v'chol ha-ma'aleh al dato, sheyesham eloka acher chutz mizeh. Anybody who entertains the thought that there is an additional God other than God, over below taseh, sheneemar lo yelecha Elohim achim al panai. Right, you're in violation of the next of the Aser Sadibros. And here the Rambam kind of agrees with the Bahag. In addition to violating a mitzvah satorah, you're kofar be'ikar. Because the main thing is to believe in God. Just as an aside, but it's fascinating, right? The Rambam thinks, what's most likely? What's most likely is v'chol hama'aleh al-dato shiyesham eloka acher. I don't think the Rambam ever met what do you call the person who doesn't believe in God? An atheist. The Rambam met many people who believed in multiple gods, and so he warns us against that. But I think if you told the Rambam that there's a significant portion of the world, I don't know, you know, that doesn't believe at all in God, he would tell that's insane. Nobody could think that. Okay, that's just a deal that I have in the Rambam. But we have here, of course, almost a stira between the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos, who says the mitzvah is to believe, and the Ram in the Yad HaChazaka, who says the mitzvah is to know. Okay, let's first look at a Sefer HaChinuch, just because we love it and it's great, and then we'll come back to the Rambam. Last source, source number 10, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Leha'amin sheyesh la'olam eloka achad shehimtzi kol hanimtza. The mitzvah Now it's 25 in the Sefer HaChinuch because it's not by importance in the Sefer HaChinuch, it's by the Parshios, right? So you get, there's not much in Brachos, so you get 25 is in Yisro. Sorry, okay. Umi kocho v'chevtzo haya kol mashu, right? Everything comes from the fact that God desires it. V'she haya, v'she yihye la'adayad. He was and he is and he will be forever. Right, he took us out of Egypt. He gave us the Torah. Shemar b'tchilat netinat haTorah anochi Hashem alokeh Hashem tzitich meretz son beit avadim. Great, that's the Rambam. Upeirusho kiilu amar. This is important. Teidu v'ta'aminu. He's basically copying the Rambam until he gets to the end when he says, "You should know." And you should believe sheyesh la'olam eloka. Kimilat anochi torah la'metziyut. Because God is saying anochi, I am the person. Therefore, we have to believe it. And we have to follow the mitzvah. Okay, so the Sefer HaChinuch, like the Ramban, uses both verbs, right? Ladas and laha'amin, to know and to believe. Okay, that's what he does. And the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos says to believe, and the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka says
Amen.
To know. Okay, no, how are we going to sort this out?
Reverse.
So there are at least three answers that I know of that I'll share with you, and we'll make some points. Okay, the first answer is, look, the Rambam wrote the Sefer HaMitzvos when he was 30 years old. Rambam wrote the Yad HaChazaka many years later. Okay, so when he was young, he thought the mitzvah was to believe. When he got around to writing the Yad HaChazaka, he decided that the mitzvah is not to believe, but the mitzvah is to know. Okay, it's a balabatish answer, but you have to say it because when there's a steer between the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Rambam, that's what most people say. Okay, a better answer, I think. This is quoted in the name of the Griz, who supposedly asked his father, Reb Chaim, this question. And Reb Chaim told him as follows. The mitzvah is ladat. The mitzvah is to know. The problem is that we're human. And it's impossible for us to know God, you know, in the full spectrum of who God is. We have limited human knowledge. And there are things about God that are beyond us. Those things about God that we can understand, we're obligated to understand. Those things about God that we can't understand, we're obligated to believe. Both things are true. Okay, and again, it makes a lot of sense because you're talking about, you know, the most difficult concepts in the world. I would accept the fact that somebody told me, you know, you don't know God. You only believe in God. Okay, there are parts of God that I think I know. There are parts of God that I think I believe in. Okay, but now let's get to the third one, because this is the one I like the most. And I think it's really true. Okay, first of all, the Sefer HaMitzvos was never written in Hebrew. It was written in Arabic. And I have it on good information, because I'm married to somebody who reads Arabic, that in Arabic, there's no specific word for belief. Well, I'll say it this way, okay? Belief and knowledge work on a spectrum. Let's just make it up. You know, zero means it never happened. I don't believe it at all. And 100 is 1,000%, you know, I know it to be true. So the tooth fairy, for example, let's say is a 10. When you're a kid, you believe in the tooth fairy. But then very quickly it becomes clear that it's your mother. Okay, so that's a 10. I believe in the 2. I say, you know, sorry for saying this, Santa Claus is a 20. Everybody knows that the Coca-Cola bottling company made up Santa Claus in the 1800s. Okay, so if you look into it, you know it's not true. But what about something like if I say to somebody, when I get home tonight, I'm going to have dinner with my wife. Okay, now why do I say that? Because it's true every night. You know, if she doesn't tell me we're not going to have dinner together, we're going to have dinner together. Is that a belief or is that a knowledge? Ask another question. The sun is going to come up tomorrow morning. Do I know that or do I believe that? Well, it's come up every single day of my life. So I have no reason to believe it won't come up again, right? I have dinner with my wife every night. So no reason to think it won't happen. But is it something I know or is it something I believe? There's a spectrum and you move along the spectrum. And the way I see it is, let's make up a number. I have enough knowledge to know that God exists. But I know that God exists at a 70. You know, and if I keep working the rest of my life, maybe I'll get to 80, right? I'm never going to really know, right? One person really knew, Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Peh el peh adaber bo b'marev v'lo b'chidot u'tmunat Hashem yabit. Moshe Rabbeinu knew for a fact that there was a God. Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to get schar for believing in God. Now, don't worry. Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting in Gan Eden. I'm not saying anything bad. But the mitzvah didn't apply to him. Once he met God, there was nothing left for him to believe. Okay? But we never met God. And so we work our hardest to try to get as far as we can on the spectrum of knowledge. But beyond that, we have belief. So if you get to a 75, you need a 20, you know, you need 25 units of belief to get to 100. You get to 85. So the gap between your knowledge and your belief is smaller. It's only 15. But everybody has a gap. Everybody, and that's what the Rambam is saying. You know, the word laha'amin or la'dat in Arabic, it doesn't really exist because it's on a spectrum. And I think it's also true, and here I want to be careful how I say this, but it's also true that there are days that I believe and there are days that I know, right? There are happy days where I feel God's presence and I know that he's HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I know for a fact that he exists. How do I know it? I don't know. That's a fancy question, but I know. But there are days that are harder and there are days that are depressing. There are days that things don't go well. On those days, I believe that God exists. I don't feel his presence. You know, but I think we do both. And I think to try to say it's one or the other is a mistake because we need both. Otherwise, we'll never get there. Okay, that's what I think about the mitzvah. And I think that's the real answer. One last point. What about the Bahag's question, which seemed like such a great question? Again, the Rambam thinks it's a mitzvah. Says the Bahag, how could it be a mitzvah? It's too important to be a mitzvah. It's the foundation of all religion. You don't count it as a mitzvah. So this I heard from Rav Rosenzweig, and I liked it very much. He said, the Rambam could not allow belief in God to be separated from a Maisa HaMitzvah, meaning he wanted it to be a mitzvah. Why? Because keeping an Tariag Mitzvah means that every mitzvah that I do, if I'm properly motivated when I do it, I get what we call in Scrabble a double word score. When I eat matzah at the Seder, because I know that God took us out of Mitzrayim, I'm doing the mitzvah saseh of matzah, one, but I'm also getting a kiyum of Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzitim Ma'am Beit Avadim. I believe in God. When I take a lulav, if I do it because I believe in God, I get a double word score, right? Kibud Avaim, Staka, Shofar, all these things. The Rambam wanted them to be mitzvos, and he wanted it to be the case that if you do that mitzvah while you're properly motivated, you get another mitzvah. You get a mitzvah of belief / knowledge in the existence of God. I think it's a beautiful idea, and I can't tell you for sure that that's why the Rambam did it. But given the strength of the Bahag's question, it makes complete sense to me that, yes, the Rambam would say it's true. The Bahag has a good question. Why do I include God in a mitzvah when it's so foundational? But what if I can't not include God? What if I'm a halachic person and I want it to be a halacha? I need it to be a halacha, either because of the double word score thing or simply because I don't know how to relate to God if it's not through halacha. It's true. It's a belief principle. But it's also true that I believe in God because it's halacha, and as halachic Jews, that's how we're supposed to see it. Okay, we started with this week's parsha and the burning bush. which got us into the question of whether God exists or not, right? The Ramban there says that Anochi, Ehaya Asher Ehaya, is a description of God, much less his name, is a description of who he is. We then moved on to the question of, is it a mitzvah or not? The Rambam thinks it is. The Bahag thinks it isn't, right? The Rambam thinks it's belief in the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam thinks it's knowledge in the Yad HaChazaka. We talked about the spectrum. And ultimately, we talked about why the Rambam doesn't agree with the Bahag, with the explanation from Rav Rosenzweig that he simply didn't want to distinguish between belief in God and the mitzvahs that we do. All right, that's what I got.
Ellie?
Yes.
I like very much the idea from Rav Rosenzweig, but wouldn't that apply with every single mitzvah that you do?
Yes and no. I thought about it. You know, when you're really properly motivated, when you say, Hinni Mucham Zuman, then I think it applies. You're right. You know, there are mitzvahs that we do sometimes with less kavana and less belief and less certainty. But for mitzvot, I say, you know, when you sit down to dinner, right? Are you being mekayim the mitzvah of lo sva shel gedi b'chalev imo because you're not eating basar b'chalev? It's certainly not lo taseh for the most part.
No, but I'm thinking like when you say a bracha.
It's a drabanan. You're right when you say it. But I think, again, I'm agreeing with you. I think for the most part, when you do a mitzvah aseh, if you're properly motivated, you get a double word score. Yeah, I think that's right. All right. Have a great week, everybody.